You're listening to SBS News.
The week in Australian federal politics played out more in Melbourne and Singapore this time around than it did in Canberra, and it wasn't an easy one for Prime Minister Scott Morrison. It started in the wake of what's been deemed a terrorist attack in Melbourne, with Mr. Morrison publicly calling for the country's Muslim leaders to more actively help expose militant views within their congregations. The Prime Minister said there was only so much the spy agencies could do to monitor the hundreds of Australians with known militant connections. He said within mosques, Islamic leaders needed to be what he called proactive, and to keep watch for suspicious characters who might try to lead young members into trouble.
Religious communities have a responsibility, so I won't cop the excuses. There are responsibilities for all of us. And importantly, in religious communities, there are imams and there are Muslim communities that are absolutely doing this, and they are protecting the integrity of their religious communities. And I applaud them, and I know people, and I've worked with people who are doing exactly that, and they are brave and they are courageous. But for those who want to stick their head in the sand, for those who want to make excuses for those who will stick their head in the sand, for those who want to walk past those comments and allow those excuses to be offered up, you are not making Australia safer.
Those comments met with criticism from some of the country's leading Islamic groups. They argued the communities were already working hard to prevent what was being termed radicalisation and to work with authorities. The domestic intelligence agency ASIO has previously noted the role the communities play, with tip-offs playing a vital role in thwarting the 14 attacks authorities have reportedly prevented in recent years. The Deputy Secretary of the Australian National Imams Council, Sheikh Alaa El-Zakoum, told SBS Radio's Arabic 24 Mr. Morrison was causing more division by blaming religious leaders.
Comments like these and linking terrorism and extremism to the religion of Islam is a very dangerous matter because it negatively impacts the relationships between Muslims and non-Muslims in the Australian society.
After that, Mr. Morrison flew to Singapore for a conference of Southeast Asian nations, one of his first major steps onto the world stage as Prime Minister. He was hoping to secure a big trade deal while he was there, a hotly anticipated agreement with Indonesia. The general wording had been agreed on months ago, and the two sides just needed to sign off on the details. But the imminent signing was thrown into doubt by another controversy, the Morrison government's recent flagging of a potential shift in Middle East foreign policy. In the lead-up to the Wentworth by-election, the Prime Minister said he was open to moving Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and formally recognising the city as Israel's capital. The move would be deeply unpopular in Muslim-majority Indonesia, where analysts have warned Islamic groups would turn the matter into a domestic political flashpoint. So the trade deal remains waiting, and on Friday, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad voiced his own concerns. He said the move could motivate terrorists in the region to seek retribution against Australia.
In dealing with terrorism, one has to know the causes. Adding to the cause for terrorism is not going to be helpful. I pointed that out. And Australia has not made any decision. They are looking into it.
Scott Morrison says he's weighing up the decision and expects to make up his mind by Christmas. Either way, he insisted Australia would not make its decision based on the potential blowback from Muslim nations in Asia.
Australia has to be sovereign in determining its foreign policy. We can't have Australia's foreign policy determined or our agenda set by any other nation.
But opposition Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong said there was no need to wait until Christmas. She said the government should rule it out immediately before any further diplomatic damage is done.
It goes to consistency and it goes to credibility. Scott Morrison has undermined both of those. And I think the only way out of it is rather than holding on to this judgment until Christmas, which is what he told reporters he would do yesterday under pressure when asked, when will you make a decision on the embassy in Israel? He was pressed and he said Christmas. Well, why wait till Christmas?
Such was the rugged week in Australian federal politics.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.